Superintendent Matt Erickson with me live in studio. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me.
As always, it's a pleasure to have you in studio today for the update and what's going on this month, what is and has been going on at LCSD 2.
Well, we're pretty excited. November 11th, which is obviously Veterans Day, we've made the decision to switch things up a little bit this year. We've put our veterans in a bind the last several years, having multiple assemblies and multiple schools wanting to honor them and also take advantage of the opportunity to teach patriotism. And so this year we got together with Chuck Sutter and Vernal Cleverly and the different groups of veterans, and we've got a schedule, and it's in the Independent. It'll be the next couple of weeks in there, but one of the things we're most excited about is we're going to have assemblies at Etna and Osmond Elementary at 9, I believe, and then at 10, Afton and Thane. And then we're going to invite the veterans to the district office and feed them a lunch. And then they'll go to the secondary schools in the afternoon. But it's a great opportunity to, like I say, first of all, teach our kids about patriotism and take advantage of that opportunity, but also pay tribute and respect and honor to those that have chose to serve our country in such a valiant way.
You know, Superintendent, I know this has been a priority for you throughout your career as a teacher, as a principal, and now as superintendent. This is a big focus for you. And of course, it's something that's important to you personally. And why do you feel it's so important for this to be a big part of that day for the students? More than beyond than just, you know, it's Veterans Day, we need to do something. Why is it so important to make it a big deal?
I feel that one of the things that's slipping with the young generation, if you will, even my generation, is patriotism. And we sometimes forget how blessed we are to live in this country, and it's still the greatest land on earth. And we have so many advantages and so many freedoms because of those that have been willing to serve. And I just feel a huge obligation to teach that to the next generation. And so we have a wonderful opportunity in front of us to take advantage of that and teach that. So
now, I know that I don't want you to speak on behalf of your principals, but I know that some of these assemblies, the public has been invited to come to the schools for the assembly. Is that the case for some of these?
We'll never turn anybody down. If there's a stakeholder or a parent or whatnot that would like to participate, absolutely. Come on out. Like I say, the schedule's in the paper, and it'll run the next couple of weeks.
Perfect. Superintendent Matt Erickson with us from District 2 this morning. Superintendent, anything else?
We've scheduled December 5th for Take Your Legislator to School Day, and that's been a huge success. We took a time out last year, but three or four years previous to that, we had our local legislators in our schools for a day, and that proves very, very valuable. They do a great job in representing us in Cheyenne, and it's just nice to get them in our schools and let them see some of the things that we need to be celebrating, but also some of the things that we could use additional resources and help with. So,
absolutely.
Again, December 5th, Take Your Legislator to School Day. I'd also give a shout-out. Obviously, we've got a lot of good things going on at Cokeville High as well as Swift Creek High. Swift Creek High had 28 kids graduate from their Discovery program a week ago, and now they're official Creekers, if you will. And then also at Star Valley High, and just to remind everybody that we had the opportunity to host state cross country for all classes this weekend, and that'll be a big deal. There'll be a lot of people in town. And then also Cokeville volleyball as well as Star Valley High is rolling, and we all know what the football teams are doing. But we're just extremely blessed. We have, if you stay true to the process, then the results come and the achievement comes. And we're lucky to have great teachers and administrators and support staff in this district that support families and stay true to that process of educating kids. And as a result, our achievement comes. So.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said, Superintendent. One thing I wanted to bring up and ask is, of course, the new addition in progress to the high school. What's the latest on that?
The CTE, so it's on schedule. R&T Construction is in charge of that project, and it's going well. We anticipate that we'll be in for semester two, Christmas break or so, but had a slight hiccup this last week with the roofing, but they'll be back roofing, my understanding, Monday the 28th. But everything else is progressing well. Electricians are there, and things are going well.
So everything's on schedule to launch fall 2020, right?
Actually, we'll be in
sooner
there
than that.
January 2020.
Oh, okay.
As soon as we
all
come
right.
back from Christmas break, we'll be in there and ready to go. So,
all right.
Yeah.
As long as the roof's on.
Yeah.
Superintendent Matt Erickson with us from LCSD2. Superintendent, anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
The last thing, just on a personal note. Excuse me. I'll just give a shout out to my mom. It's her birthday today. I don't know why that got me emotional, but I was blessed to have the best mom ever. So, happy birthday, Mom.
That's something completely okay to be emotional about. Absolutely. Thank you. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson with us today.